remember when I first set off on the call of God on my life, I expected it just to flow easily. But then I ran into resistance. Other people didn't get it. Money was hard, and that was so discouraging. I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective. I pray that today's message will really encourage you. And listen, stick with me, because at the end of the message, I'll be telling you about our latest life application booklet, The Power of Love, a booklet I love to send you to help you experience the transformational power of God's love in your life. You know, one of the things that I've noticed is whenever I step out into God's plan and get about His business, building His house for His glory, people and circumstances sometimes seem to come against me in the most amazing way. They just do. Because we live on a spiritual battlefield. It may just look like home, but this world is a spiritual battlefield, and the enemy, the devil, he doesn't want the hearts of men and women and children to be swayed by the wondrous message of the grace of Jesus Christ. And so whenever we step out and we start building God's house, it's an absolute given that people and circumstances will come against us. The doubts and fears will start to play in our heads. And I don't know about you, but that's hard sometimes. It's so easy to forget that we indeed do live on a battlefield. And so today, we're going to take a look at that opposition, and my prayer is that you'll be encouraged when you see how God gets involved and how He handles it. We've been looking this week at who is actually in the driver's seat of our lives. It's easy to want to believe in Jesus from a distance, but He's not looking for believers, He's looking for disciples. And there's a difference. A believer is someone who believes in Him with their heads. A disciple is someone who believes in Him with their lives. All the difference in the world. And so often we want to go off and build a house according to our own plans and in our own strengths. We want to do stuff for ourselves and for our own glory. But if you've been able to join me during this week, you'll have heard this simple little verse from Psalm 127 that says this: unless the Lord builds the house, the builder labors in vain. And there are so many people in this world who are laboring in vain because they're doing their own thing in their own strength. After spending well over half my life doing that, I can honestly say it was one of the hardest lessons I ever learned. It just doesn't work. And during the week, we've been looking at Israel's story. They've returned from an exile as slaves for 70 years in Babylon because King Cyrus of Persia has overthrown the Babylonians, all part of God's plan to bring His people back after their punishment. You see, they turned their backs on God, so God allowed them to be punished and taken into slavery. Jerusalem was destroyed, the temple was destroyed, but now after 70 years they're coming back. And they start to build their own houses again in Jerusalem. They're comfortable, paneled houses, and you know, they haven't managed somehow to get around to rebuilding God's house. The temple lies in ruins, just rubble, destroyed. And God shakes the people up through the prophets Haggai and Zechariah, and they set about building the temple. Here's how Ezra puts it in Ezra chapter 5. Now Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the prophet, a descendant of Iddo, prophesied to the Jews in Judah and in Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel, who was over them. Then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and Yeshua, the son of Jozadak, set to work to rebuild the house of God in Jerusalem. And the prophets of God were with them, helping them. See, God speaks through His prophets. God speaks, and the people got off their backsides and said, you know something? God's right. Here we are in our comfortable houses, and we're just luxuriating in all of them, and yet God's house is in ruins. But no sooner do they get started than they run into opposition, resistance from the people and circumstances around them. Again, have a listen to Ezra chapter 4. When the enemies of Judah and Benjamin heard that these exiles were rebuilding the temple of the Lord, the God of Israel, they came to Zerubbabel and to the heads of the families and said, let us help you build. Man, we're like you, we seek your God, and we've been sacrificing to Him since ages ago. But Zerubbabel, Yeshua, and the rest of the heads of the families of Israel said, no, you have no part with us in building a temple to our God. We alone will build it for the Lord and the God of Israel, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, has commanded us. Then the people all around them set to discouraging the people of Judah and making them afraid to go on and build. They hired counselors to work against them and to frustrate their plans during the entire reign of Cyrus, king of Persia, and down to the reign of Darius, king of Persia. And it goes on to tell us, you can read the whole account in Ezra chapter 4, that they send false letters and false accusations to King Darius, and all of a sudden the work stops and the people come discouraged, and they have lawyers working against them. Does this sound familiar? You know, whenever we step out to build God's house, people are going to do that. They're going to come against us. Circumstances are going to try and stop us from being about the business of God. It's so often the way. And we go, God, what's going on? Shouldn't this be easier? Maybe I'm not on the right track. Maybe God doesn't want me doing this. We think all these things and we become discouraged and frustrated, and so often we give up. Things completely outside our control come against us. You know the thing we forget? If it's God's plan, then it will prosper. Have a listen to the promise that God made to his people through Isaiah. No weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. Now, I really encourage you, if you've got a Bible, grab it, and go to Ezra chapter 4, 5, and 6, and read the story. The prophets prophesy God's will, and the people decide, you know something, all this stuff's happening against us, you know what we're going to do? We're not going to sit here on our hands anymore, we're just going to keep building. And the king makes a search of his archives, and he discovers that his predecessor ordered that this temple should be built. And he reissues that decree with deadly consequences for anyone who opposes it. See, the temple ends up getting built because God saw his people get discouraged, and he sends word to them through the prophets, and they continue. And God takes care of all the things that they can't take care of, the kings and the power plays and all that stuff. When we get about God's work, sometimes things will come against us. Sometimes even the people who are closest to us will come against us. Even people who say they know God will come against us. And we're going to be frustrated, and they're going to oppose us, and we'll be delayed whenever we get about God's business. But that's the point. It's his business, and he is above all those things. And when we're about his business, no weapon formed against us will prevail. That quote, if you'd like to write it down, comes from Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. No weapon formed against you will prevail. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. In other words, this is the promise that God gives to people who are serving him, people who are about his business. I've seen that time and time again. We went to doors that should have been shut closed, and they opened, and then all of a sudden they were slammed shut. And we waited and we prayed and they were flung open again. Because unless the Lord builds the house, the builder labors in vain. When we try and do it in our own strength, it's a waste of time. God's got to be in it. God's got to be doing it. I want to encourage you today to be about the Lord's business, a glorious thing. Whatever he's called you to do, don't delay. Get to it. Do it. And when opposition comes, when discouragement comes, just stand and wait. Just stand and pray, because remember, no weapon forged against you will prevail. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. We all have things in us that aren't what they should be. Perhaps that's why the self-help and motivation industries are worth multiple billions of dollars the world over. But none of those things even begin to compare to the power of God's love in transforming our lives for the better. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called The Power of Love, and it's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you experience the transformational power of God's love in your life. In fact, at the end of each chapter, there are some life application questions to help you think through and apply God's word right into the realities of your life. To request your free copy, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. But this is the very last week that this particular booklet will be available, so don't miss out. Again, that web address is christianityworks.com. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time Monday, with a different perspective.